94.1 KODJ with Salt Lake's greatest hits. Win $1,000 to pay your bills. Text this keyword right now.
This hour's keyword is luck, L-U-C-K. You have the entire hour to text the word luck, L-U-C-K. Good luck.
Text that word to 45495 and get a confirmation text. Standard message and data rates apply. Good luck from 94.1 KODJ.
KODJ 7:15 with Meredith and AJ at 94.1 KODJ.
And the much anticipated Midway Ice Castles are back this year. They officially open this Friday.
I can see clear.
Two in a row on your radio. Firing up a twin spin on 94.1 KODJ.
So tasty, so smooth, so funky. No one can listen to just one.
Around here, we love going back for seconds with a twin spin from 94.1 KODJ. Up and Adam, Meredith and AJ in the morning on 94.1 KODJ.
Good morning, it's 7:26 with Meredith and AJ into the new year. So we flew Delta when we went home to Illinois. That's where we were the last couple weeks. We were in Illinois visiting friends and family. And
because nothing says awesome holiday travel, get away from the crappy weather and go to Illinois?
I know, they're like, where'd you guys go for vacation? Illinois.
Yeah. Can't think of a place I'd rather not go than Illinois. Well done.
One thing, though, I got to say, Delta, well, and a lot of other airlines are doing this too, but Delta really stepping up their snack game.
Oh, really?
When they brought around the basket full of like seven or eight different things, they're like, pick something from the basket. I was like,
it was peanuts and pretzels. It's the same crap it always is.
It was not. There were chocolate filled wafers, like little wafer bites that had gooey chocolate. Okay, my daughter and I were in row 4. AJ and our son were back in 17.
Yeah, maybe those are leftovers from first class that didn't make it back to row 25 or whatever.
Sorry that we got all the good stuff, but
I'm done.
Thank you, Delta, for stepping up your snack game, for one. Okay. And then this other story that's like all over the place. You may or may not have seen it already. Probably the Delta pilot who, the plane was taxiing out, is getting ready to take off. And the pilot happened to look up and see into the windows some people waving him down. Like people that
and had, like, bawling.
Yeah.
Just like tears coming down their face, too.
They had missed their flight, but he's already pulling back. And you know what happens? Once they shut that door,
it's over.
They don't open it for anything.
You missed your flight. It is over. And it wasn't as though they were running late. There was a connection or something where they only had 10 minutes to get halfway across the airport. And you know how those go, where you're running like out of Home Alone.
It is the Home Alone scene, right?
Family is running. So, yeah, but this guy said, you know, I looked up and I saw people crying, and it said enough to me to know that something very, very important was at stake here. So he pulled back in. They got him on. I think the whole plane probably was cool with it too when they found out about this later. Maybe not at the moment. I'm going to be late for my business meeting. Wow, screw
it. It wasn't a business meeting, though. These people were trying to get to a funeral in Tennessee. The father of this family had passed away, and this brother and sister, the family's trying to get to the funeral. And That was the plane. That was the last flight that would have gotten them to the funeral on time.
On time, right. And that's the main thing.
Yeah, luckily this pilot had a little soft spot in his heart and pulled that plane, turned it around, pulled it back in, opened the door. Yeah. I think that's like pilot of the month material right there.
I agree. And I think he probably put a lot of his career at hold for a second, because they can get in big trouble for stuff like that.
Well, because being on time is like their number one thing. And you
I tip my hat.
When you've been on a flight and you're running late, and by the time the thing tangles, you're like, oh my gosh, just take off already. So applause to you, to the pilot of this Delta Airlines flight that pulled back in to get the family to the funeral on time. And for the chocolate-filled wafers. Those were awesome.